brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The great spirit of Texas independence, we're going to be resisting the federally manipulated Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups that are going to be led by seditionist Lloyd Doggett tomorrow when they march down to the Capitol at 4 o'clock. We'll be waiting for them there at the front of the Capitol, there in between the 11th Street where Congress dead ends, right there in that no man's land, right in front of the gates of the Capitol. We'll be there. Be there tomorrow. I want to see you there. And I'd like it if other talk show hosts here locally would talk about this and be there as well. The mainstream media has had all week to promote this and lavish this, and I've just been so busy working and stuff and so sick of it, I've ignored it. But I watched some TV last night, folks, and that was the end of it. I mean, just the slathering hatred of America openly being pushed by these big, fat corporations using these La Reconquistas. It made my blood boil, and I refuse to be walked on or spit on by anybody. And we're going to stand up against these invaders tomorrow, and I want to see you there. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the caller, Howard, then we'll go to Fred, Betty, and many others. Howard's up in Michigan, and look, I've been to, I don't know, probably six or seven of these, where they actually announce that while a drill's going, they'll always announce it's real. And you see the shifty-eyed behavior of the mayor and the police, and then a week later they'll go, yeah, it was, we put the package there that said anthrax just to make it more real, which if you or I did it, you know, it was 10 years in prison. And, it's totally criminal. I mean, they've created panics where they declare nuclear spills on IH-35 and then later say it was a drill. I mean, where I live, they do this. It's totally criminal. And he just described it, 900 school children playing the part of murdered citizens with the police running around pointing machine guns at them. And remember what was in the AP last year? They had drills in Michigan and in Texas where they practiced where they told them homeschoolers are coming to kill you. This is a drill where homeschoolers kill you. And so the kids are all traumatized and taught homeschoolers are going to murder you. I mean, this is like Soviet re-education. The Soviets didn't get that sophisticated in their re-education camps. They didn't tell them, you know, that the... I mean, folks, this is like propping somebody's eyes open and making them watch a movie screen while you inject them with psychotropics. I mean, this is like Clockwork Orange. We live in a hell pit. We live in a scum pit. There's all this good stuff still around us, all these wonderful things that America had because of liberty, and then there's this evil just taking it all over right in front of us, this creeping death, this total insanity. I'm sick of it. My gosh. Torturing children, telling them homeschoolers are going to come murder them. Finish up with the drill up in Michigan, sir.
Well, anyway, this is all ongoing. This just went down this morning. I kind of want to apologize for chuckling, but it's just, I mean, how retarded do you have to be not to see through it? And if it wasn't for the toll in human lives, it would be a comedy. But I don't know. I'm just a truck driver. I'm just a high school education, not college educated, nothing. And like what happened with Katrina. I mean, last Saturday I was telling people, look, this is what's going to happen. Boom, 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 right on down the line. And all week long, there it was, you know. So
what college really does in many cases, unless it's an engineering type degree that's needed, it teaches you how to think you're elitist and teaches you how to not think and to have very circumscript, very focused, cloistered, orthodox globalist views.
It teaches you what to think, not how to think.
Exactly.
That's what school's all about.
Whereas somebody who has their own business and has been working since they were 14 years old knows 100 times what some drooling yuppie knows. Some drooling yuppie that needs to be punched in the face.
I'm sitting there, you know, I listen to the federal government. To listen to them talk, you would need some sort of certified genius to run any sort of disaster relief. And really all it takes is basically your average, you know...
Look, the local police tried to bring in food and water. Everything was jammed. FEMA wouldn't let them. They did it. Caught red-handed. It's disgusting. Thanks for the call. They had to have a screw-up to then get more funds. It's simple. Bunch of scum. All right, I'm going into my little scum spasms. I yell scum, but it's just I'm getting angry.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And we were just talking to Howard in Michigan, another urban warfare drill. I've seen hundreds in the newspapers over the years. I've been to over 10 military drills. I've been to, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 of these, or witnessed where I live several other drills where they announce a nuclear spill has happened. The military is being called out. Serious emergency. And then at about midnight, 5 hours after it starts, with I-35 shut down in total panic, people having wrecks, people leaving the city, they announce, oh, it was just a drill. And oh, it was the government that mailed itself that fake anthrax just to test for 5 years before the feds really did it in 2001 and Bush and his whole cabinet were on Cipro. But then, I mean, I've been to these, folks. I've been to these in Austin. I've been to these in Belton. I've been to these all over the country. They'll take anywhere between 20 and 100. In some cases, he just said on the news, 900. I've seen the most about 250. Elementary, middle school students, and they pour red jelly all over them. And they put fake arms and legs on them that look real, fake guts hanging out, legs blown, fake dead bodies. and the police run around with machine guns playing the part of terrorists. I want to kill you. I'm here from the homeschoolers. I'm the homeschoolers against public education, and I'm going to kill you. I mean, that's Jim Jones mind control, folks. Uh-oh, you're doubting me right now. Just type it into Google. You'll get AP, WorldNet Daily, you name it. And local newspapers reported even more than what's in AP and WorldNet Daily, but they admit they did drills where they told them homeschoolers are going to kill you and put the stuff on them. But and imagine, I mean, they got ketchup squirters, you know, the stuff they use in the restaurants, full of, like, red jelly, fake blood, Halloween blood. They just spray it all over little kids, and the kids cry. Now, well, it's in Road to Tyranny. We show the kids crying with the police and the drills, and the little girls are going, they're like, Red Leader Team, Red Militia Delta, kill the children! And the children are crying, and the police are, it's for your own good. And then they had a case in Detroit where they shot the little girl in the face because one of the cops had a loaded gun, shot her in the cheek, blew her jaw off, blood splattered everywhere. Oh, you're doubting me? Just Google that. And so they had another drill, and they killed Cop of the Year a few years ago in Fort Worth, shot him in the head during one of these drills. And they even had loaded bullets, you know, live rounds sometimes. And just imagine them just running around screaming and yelling. We've seen it on the news, and the kids are crying, and they're splattering fake blood on them. The homeschoolers are going to kill you. The homeschoolers are going to kill you. Folks, that is like a thing with searchlights in an outdoor sports stadium, you know, in Mao Zedong's China with Mao loves you, Mao will keep you safe, Mao does it. You know, in public hangings, we're hanging this dissident because he wanted to cut the food rations from you and not feeding people for days and freaking them out. That's a re-education camp. So you just totally give up and, I love you, let me lick your boots. Our government is running hardcore re-education camps all over the country in these drills. And you let your little darlings go to these degenerate drills where they splatter fake guts and fake blood on them and tell them that militias and Christians and homeschoolers are going to kill them. Now, I talked about that in Road to Tyranny 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago. People couldn't believe it when I showed the news articles, the documents, the training manuals, and FEMA saying all Christians are enemies of the government and terrorists, the founding fathers are terrorists. I have them in Kansas City saying it. And then it came out 2.5, 3 years later, that sure enough, they're doing drills, which I told you they were. We know about these, where they tell them that homeschoolers are going to kill them. Now, homeschoolers have the lowest level of criminal records. They have the highest test scores. They are fought over greedily above the best prep schools. Homeschoolers are fought over by the big corporations. They win, on average, all of the major spelling bees. I mean, they've won, like, the last 6 years in a row. And the geography bees. And they're just good, decent, hard-working people that don't want their children to be destroyed in these public schools. So what do the feds do all over the country? They say, if you want Homeland Security funds, you got to have this drill. Here's the manual. And that's what the sheriff was saying in that article last year in Michigan. He said, well, we want the federal funds. We got to follow this script. We got to follow this treatment, and they give them the equivalent of a play, like a Shakespearean play, and they follow that. And imagine these little kids, elementary, middle school, they practice blowing up buses, they pop smoke bombs on them. I mean, well, you've seen it in Road to Tyranny where they actually blow cars up in downtown Belton. And this is all a re-education. Folks, we're under classical re-education. All I am is a good old boy from Texas that sees pretty clearly and got some street smarts and been studying this for a long time. Anybody could see that for what it is. Splattering fake blood on kids all day long and telling them homeschoolers are going to kill them, those kids are going to have nightmares about homeschoolers. They're demonizing it. And all over the country, CPS is grabbing homeschooler kids and they're trying under New Freedom Initiative, saying they get to have CPS visits and Bill Clinton saying how bad it is and all this stuff. I mean, I don't mean to go off into an insane rant, but I mean, this is insane. All of this is insane. We have entered a new level of weirdness. I mean, the city of Austin doesn't celebrate Texas independence, but it celebrates Daisy Sace and openly promotes it, and UT will not allow Texas Independence Day. They banned it, what was it, 12 years ago. As you said, well, it could be racist. Because you said it is, nobody'd ever said that. Again, let me just tell the La Reconquista something. Spain and France and all these different governments had control of Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, other areas. Mexico itself was created out of indigenous populations' lands. Your country, Mexico, is just lines on a map, just like the United States is. It's the Bill of Rights and the liberties we have here. That's what we're defending. That's why we're threatened by you saying this is Mexico, where kickbacks and mordido and there's no freedom. We're just lackadaisically got our arms wide open to you, and then we're hearing the corporations fund you and telling you that, you know, you're going to take over and we're evil. And we're not going to put up with it. I mean, think of the insanity. There's going to be thousands of people marching tomorrow criticizing the Minutemen that simply go down to the border and report illegal aliens coming across. And they're calling them all these names. When in major polls, 67% of Hispanics are against the open borders, 87% of the American people on average. Again, it's a tiny minority telling us we're bad. 80-plus percent are against the open borders, they push it. 80-plus percent are against the national ID card, they pass it. 80-plus percent are against different gun control measures, they still pass it. 80-plus percent, you know, we're all against this, but there's these tiny groups that run around and get all the government power. We're not putting up with it. And again, folks, what is a re-education camp? They would put people in a sports stadium or in a warehouse and they flashlights on them and play propaganda films and torture people in plain view of everyone and say and play different groups off against each other until they'd really broken people down to see what they're dealing with. And then they start taking people out of the camp and using them as guards. Well, I was in here last week as one of you, but now I'm a guard. Yeah! And they hit you with a billy club. I mean, it's more sophisticated but to have the elementary students, you know, the 8-year-olds, get to school and tell them, all right, we're going to do a thing today for 4 hours outside, and you're all going to get a prize after you do this. Let's go out. And then all of a sudden these trucks pull up and buses pull up and hundreds of police get out, some of them in masks. And the others playing the part of terrorists and playing clothes and masks. And the little children are watching this, and these men are running around with machine guns. Of course, they got the red corks on the end. And all of a sudden, they're saying, all right, kids, we're going to simulate you being killed. And they suddenly start putting red paint all over them and fake guts and fake arms and fake legs. And the kids are going, what's going on? I want my mommy. I want my mommy. No, no. Get down. Rogue leader. Rogue leader. We are the homeschoolers against public education. Boom, boom, boom. You know, firecrackers going off, children crying, men in black masks, just running around, who themselves have done 100 drills of taking our guns and FEMA camping us, so now they think this is normal. Well, we saw what happened at Columbine. The next time this happens, we can't be able to deal with it. Yeah, we saw you sit outside for 4 hours and 15 minutes because the whole thing was federally engineered with feds inside shooting people. Totally documented, 4-hour show to document it. We've done it in the past. I'm sick of you. Listen, I'm not the weirdo because I'm freaked out by Senator Biden going, soon there'll be a move to forcibly implant everyone. How will you rule on the implantable chips and brain scanners? You know, we're living in the weirdness, folks. I'm not the one that did it. I'm not the weird one because I see it straight up and know what it is. Foreign Mexican troops, foreign Dutch armed troops, foreign Israeli troops confirmed in New Orleans, gun confiscating, running around, foaming at the mouth. We've got just Daisy Sayce marching around going, yeah, just Mexico, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got just total bedlam, cancer viruses in the vaccines, mercury in the vaccines, just total insanity, bid rigging and scams and war profiteering and corruption and gay porn stars in the White House and gay porn stars being shipped into Bohemian Grove and just scams everywhere, just thousands and the Chinese selling livers and organs and cosmetics of murdered citizens, and our greedy women buy it up to slather it on their faces, and just mega evil, ladies and gentlemen, mega evil. 48 million dead babies. We've killed 48 million dead babies. And I'm telling you, man, it's hell itself. Just the level of depravity and twistedness and malevolence and just total, just out of control, and it's all coming down. It's all crystallizing. It's all getting worse. It's all intensifying. And you know, people go, well, don't be so negative. How in the world am I not supposed to talk about this? It's not negative to tell you what's going on. We're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. This is an emergency wartime transmission worldwide. The United States is under attack. There's re-education camps everywhere. They're running fake terror drills. We're under total attack. Help us! Help us! We're under attack!
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Moved by that lady in the last hour crying about their plans to forcibly chip us, and now she's having nightmares about it. Look, that's the normal response to all of this, okay? None of us are safe. Our children aren't safe. We have a manifestly criminal government run by a bunch of mad scientists, folks, that see us as rodents. They just test on us. You know, our government didn't prosecute the Nazi scientists. They loved them. They hired them and brought them all over here because our government was doing the exact same type of stuff. You know, it's in mainstream Israeli newspapers. Just came out. We already knew this, but now it's mainstream news in Israel. And I'm not even demonizing Israel. All these governments do it. Governments are evil, the founding fathers told us. There were 100,000 plus, but conservatively 100,000, Jewish children, mainly from Spain and other areas. And they were brought in the 50s into Israel. And our government paid them $3 billion, U.S. government, because it was a control group, to tell the parents that the public school was bringing them to have a ringworm treatment, because some kids might get, quote, ringworm, which is a fungus that grows in a ring and makes your hair fall out. No big deal. You get it from having cats and stuff like that. They carry it. It's a fungus, folks. It grows in a ring. It's not a real worm. Ignoramuses, you know, 200 years ago thought that. They weren't ignorant. They just didn't know. The point is they took these children, and many died on the spot. Many others died a few days later. Thousands died within months. Almost all of them are dead. A few lived today who were very small, and they would hit them, ladies and gentlemen, with 3 to 10,000 times the safe level of radiation directly into their brains just to see what it would do. Our government callously, just because they wanted some data on radiation, radiated 100,000 Jewish children. And Israel took the money and did it. Now, that's in the mainstream newspapers in Israel. That's the type of people we're talking about. Stop being naive and stop being stupid. And the government people out there listening who know this is true, but, well, I'll just stay with the system and I'll be all right. Listen, you better stay in it, but you better work within it to make it better and get your head out of the sand. Because let me tell you something, everything I've been saying is true, and I wish it wasn't. So don't deny that they radiated the little kids. Go look it up. Research what I said before you deny it. You think you're safe when we got a government that does stuff like that? You think you're safe for a minute? God only knows all the things the globalists have done to us. All right, I'm going to shut up. Betty in Florida, then Mike, Tim, and others. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Alex. I was calling for two reasons. One was to suggest a book to you and to the listeners. It's called Mugged by the State, and it's by Randall Fitzgerald, and it's great. A book about eminent domain even before the Supreme Court.
Oh, they've already been stealing. Exactly. They've been stealing property so much it's disgusting.
Well, it has numerous actual examples of how the government uses its regulations as a...
big secret is they don't give you just compensation. The same group stealing your land values it.
Well, it's also about how people have been put out of business and all kinds of examples. But it also, what's good about it is it gives you examples of organizations that will help you fight the litigation.
Good. What else is on your mind?
The other thing I was going to tell you, there was a program on last night on the History Channel on the 911 Commission report. And I haven't seen the whole thing. I taped it, but... one of the comments that was made, I think it was by Thomas Kane, was about that they had found 3 of the 4-inch knives used by the hijackers. And I'm sitting there thinking...
Yeah, they found the passports. And it's ridiculous bull.
How is this possible? They brought down the buildings. It destroyed 7 out of 8 of the recorders that were indestructible, but somehow they found 4-inch knives.
Oh, look, I mean, it came out today that of the hundreds of examples of them destroying evidence, in 99 they said, take Muhammad out of the terror watch list because he was CIA, folks. I mean, I've had the embassy hat on. I mean, it's not none of this is a secret. He thought it was part of a drill.
Well, another thing they brought out was that they did a recreation of what happened in one of the, on one of the flights.
Yeah, they're doing lots of that.
Have that if they don't have any of the recordings.
Well, they did have all the recordings, and they declared national security and destroyed them.
They won't let us hear them.
Well, yeah, wonder why. I mean, why did they never release the video cameras of McVeigh bombing a building by himself? Because it was a bunch of Iraqis that worked for the U.S. government. We even know their names. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in a few days ago.
For the first hour, I played Don Henley's Inside Job, which is an amazing song talking about clearly government involvement in terrorism. Just statement after statement is just amazing. We're going to play that. We're going to take some calls right now and then play that and cover some more news. Just two more calls, all I have time for, Mike and Tim. Mike in Arizona. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'd like to talk a little bit about this Reconquista open borders thing.
Yes.
And about a month ago or so, you had Ernie Hancock on. He was giving those reports from Crawford, Texas, about Cindy Sheehan and all those things. And on the run-up to that, that you introduced Ernie, and you were talking about how he's a good freedom fighter and how he's for sealing the borders and everything like that. And I, for a fact, know that Ernie is a true libertarian, that he believes that there should be no open, or there should be no borders at all.
Well, there's different types of libertarians. Ron Paul doesn't believe the borders should be open.
Right. Well, Ernie does.
Well, I didn't know that, and so it did.
Yes. Well, I had,
trivia.
I had called Ernie and asked him about that. He heard your statement, and he just said that, well, I don't have 5 minutes to explain it, why it is for on the program. And we had a proposition here in Arizona, Proposition 200 last November.
Yeah, it was passed.
Yes, and they had a anti-200 website. It was noon200.com, and Ernie had a pretty long article on there about why he felt that there should be.
Well, I mean, there shouldn't be welfare, period. You know, there shouldn't be welfare, period, if he's a real libertarian.
Right.
So what is that? Yeah, that's not good. Look, I just had the guy on for reports from Crawford, so
I understand that
issue.
That, but it's one of those wolves in sheep's clothing where he came on and he knew that the statements that you had made were not true.
Yeah, well, I thought that because I've been out there in person around him going, then we got to close the border, and he didn't say anything. So.
Yes, exactly. Oh, and one other thing, too. Our earlier caller, you were talking about Reconquista, and somebody had mentioned this Christine Sinema. That was leading one of these marches in the Arizona Republic not that long ago. They did a bio on some of these people that were running for office, and she's a openly admitted a lesbian. So just be careful of some of these people that you're associated with.
Now, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know the person's name you're talking about.
Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about. I have just no... Who is this?
It's somebody. She ran for office of one of the.
And I'm associated
district.
With her.
No, I didn't say this. An earlier caller had said that she was out here leading one of these protests or something like that. It mentioned.
I think
name.
He said they were leading one of the Liberty Conquistas.
Yes.
And so I should. So a caller calls in and says she's bad, leading a Liberty Conquista. And then you say I got to be careful who I associate with.
Okay, well, with Ernie specifically.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I heard exactly what you said, okay, and it's pretty weird. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Florida. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This allergies that you've had. And I went to Vail, Colorado the past 2 years.
Do me a favor. Talk right into your phone.
Oh, let me change my phone. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better, yeah.
I was on earpiece. Sorry. Anyway, I want to talk about the Rife machine. I have this Rife machine by Alternative Technologies, BioSolutions. You have a commercial about it. Well, sinusitis. When I was in Vail a couple years ago, I could do X and O's in the sky from the chemtrails. Well, I wasn't around any people the whole 7 days I was there. Not one contact with a person. And the last 2 days I was there, I got badly sick in sinus drainage, headache.
That doesn't, I mean, there are chemtrails, sir, but that doesn't mean that because you're up in the cold mountains, you get a cold. It was the chemtrails.
Well, anyway, I got it again last year.
Now, hold on. That isn't scientific to say because you see chemtrails, that's why you're sick.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the sinusitis. There is a frequency on the Rife machine for sinusitis. Well, I did that after going through cough drops full of aspartame, which I didn't look at the ingredients, sugar-free.
Right.
After going through a bag of those, I'm still coughing. I could not talk. From coughing so much. Anyway, I speak with Alternative Technologies. He's telling me about sinusitis and the frequency for that. Well, I put sticky pads that come with the machine, you can purchase them, on my nose, and I did the frequency for infection, bacteria present. Well, within 3 days, I was totally cured.
All right, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to tell you right now, just because you hear something sponsored here doesn't mean I agree with it. And whereas I'm sure that Royal Raymond Rife did invent some things, and I'm sure there are frequencies, and I know that there are things that you know that can be done that do affect microbes in the body, I'm just not going to sit here and endorse something that I don't know the science behind it. And I don't know about the company you mentioned, but I know other companies and stuff. I mean, there's a thing going back to the 20s where there was a machine they'd sell you, and it didn't have any parts or anything connected to it. But you weren't allowed to look inside of it either, or then you lost the quote rental of it, and it did this. And the science of saying, I don't believe the science of they say Prozac helps people. The science shows it actually kills them, makes them commit suicide, screws them up physically, not just mentally. Very toxic. I don't believe that fake science, and we go look at the studies and show it's a fraud. And I don't believe the people that sell magic pyramids that people walk up and give me a pyramid and go, here, have this. This will give you power. I throw the thing in the trash can. I do not believe in that. Now, look, people, it's a free country. The network can take what sponsors they want. But I am not going to, I'm an honest person. If I don't believe in something or I'm not sure about it, I'm not going to talk about it. And I'm not going to get off into some big, long debate about Rife machines, folks. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. I got friends I know that are really smart folks, and they swear by it. But, you know, beaming some frequency at yourself, I mean, I just don't have any comments on it. I mean, listen, my broadcast is bizarre enough with just the stuff we can prove. And just because mainstream medicine has a lot of scams in it, doesn't mean that every alternative is real. And, you know, every time I say this, people scream bloody murder. People who make big money out of all this stuff scream bloody murder. And I don't understand. It's a free country. I can have my views if I want them. Okay? I mean, I'm entitled to my views, and I've got my views, and those are my views. And I've said this about 100 different issues. I'm not singling out any group or any particular person. May work great. I just know this. There are a lot of scams out there. And it's not just with magic cures and things of that nature that serious people tune into, and they hear it, and it just discredits us all, including the people that are doing that. You know, what happens is people get into the truth movement, they learn about the New World Order, and they get bored of the Federal Reserve, they get bored of gun control, and they get bored of the open borders, and they get bored of all the stuff we can prove and the move to forcibly make us take chips. And then they get off into, you know, all the weird stuff. Oh, well, I've graduated past all that, Alex. You know, I've moved on. I've moved on to all the real stuff. You know, I'm an adept now. Why, I'm into the new age now, or I'm into the, you know, I've really figured it all out. And they're just off in la-la land. And I don't do that. I mean, it may sound crazier than you know what, that they do mind control things where they aim guns at kids and splatter fake blood on them and tell them that homeschoolers are going to kill them. I mean, that's grade A mind control. No debating it. Written up by psychiatrists. And they're doing it all over the country, and you let them do it. I mean, that's crazier than a bed bug, what I just said. But you know what? They're doing it. They really are training the cops to take our guns. People have trouble believing it when I've got video of it. You know, I've been accused in Police State 2000 of hiring the USS Coronado, the next biggest ship to an aircraft carrier. I've been accused of hiring tens of thousands of foreign troops, helicopters, tanks, and hundreds of role players. I mean, that thing had to cost $50 million. I have been accused of hiring all them because people see Marines training to take your guns and saying you're American citizens. And people can't believe it. I mean, they could say, Alex says he interviews Colonel Love. Let me call the Marine Corps. Is Colonel Love a real person? They could get on the phone. They could talk to Colonel Love's agent. They're not going to do that. They're going to say it isn't true. Fine. I prove. I document. I mean, I've heard health claims, not by the Rife people. I mean, again, there may be something to that. I don't know. But by other people. You know, that are just patently ridiculous. You know, oh, get this Oregon generator. It's only $200. And this little pyramid with a wire sticking in your bathtub, it'll break up the chemtrails. I mean, this is just lunatic craziness. Total lunatic craziness. You know, everything alternative isn't true just because the government lies and cheats. See, there's a whole other area. There's a whole other paradigm to that. Tim in Florida. Go ahead, Tim. Okay, well, you know what? Pardon me? What did you just say? Okay, thank you for the information. Yeah, I'm not going to take any more calls then. Fine, it's been crazy all day with the calls anyways. You know, I may go crazy on the air and start yelling and screaming, but that is to make a point, folks. That's because that's the way I'm feeling about it. But, I mean, I come to the conclusion through slow, calculated study and deliberation. I'm very deliberative, actually. And I understand systems. And you can understand them, too. This isn't hard to figure out. Government wants to dominate you. They've hired the best psychologists and sociologists and managers and PR artists to come up with a total mind control system. They brainwash the police. They brainwash the military. They brainwash the public. They're going to bring hell itself in, folks. And it's not going to be pretty. Let's play Don Henley, who I do agree with. It's an inside job, just like it always is. Listen to these quotes about how they know your mother's maiden name, they know what you ate for breakfast, these quotes about how, you know, while we were asleep, they came, they took it all away. They're going to keep doing it, doing it, doing it. I mean, there's so many quotes talking about the government and an inside job. Here it is, folks. Beautiful song.
Well, you took it all away. The names and the medals, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected.
Inside Job album, and I tell you, he shows a deep knowledge of the New World Order. He says, I know what I've done, looking the other way. You know, it's hard to walk in the light. It's painful to know the truth. You know, your little servants, you know, they didn't protect you. They know your mother's maiden name. They know what you had for breakfast. They know what's hidden under your mattress. And it was an inside job. I mean, it just goes on. And the people that did it to the towers, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to do it. They're going to do it over and over again. I mean, just amazing. And there's so many other quotes. I mean, and he talks about what you did while you were dreaming, while you were sleeping, while you were looking the other way. I mean, looking the other way? Don't look the other way. Be down there tomorrow. 330 south side of the Capitol, right down by 11th and Congress, where those two streets meet. We'll be there, standing up against a federally funded La Reconquista by groups that openly say, for our race, everything, for others outside the race, nothing, and who call their organizations the race. We are not the racist. We are going to be standing up against the racist tomorrow. And this is not Mexico, and if you think it is, and you think the feds, you can team up with the dirty feds who want to destroy you and your families, you got another thing coming. Join us. You know it's true in your guts. You know that your whole La Reconquista is an inside job by the same people that have always enslaved you. And if you buy the con again, you'll just give your children slavery again. Have some freedom. Join us. Join us now. There's an open hand, and not to be a clenched fist.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, when is your levy going to break? When is your brain going to give in to the truth and admit that we have a criminally insane elite all around us, that it's gotten this bad because we've been decadent, we've had so much plenty, that our entire civilization, our children are in danger, grave danger, unless we're man enough and woman enough to admit just how out of control all of this is. And it is hard to walk in the light, especially at first, and it's painful to know the truth, and it's painful to force your eyes onto the ugly stuff. Because you have to force your eyes onto the ugly to protect the beautiful, the meek, the weak, the tender, the small, the innocent. I'll throw myself in a meat grinder instantly if I thought it would protect the meek and the weak and the innocent. That is our job as men. Defend our women, defend our countries, defend our villages. And if you don't understand that scientifically crafted war machines have been turned loose on us and that we're giving them one hell of a fight back, and if you don't realize that God's on our side and that you can see the conditioning, you can see the control, you can decide to pick an area of the enemy to attack in the info war, just don't whine and don't talk about the size of it. Just attack it. Attack it and don't start like be like fire ants. Just bite into it and stick your stinger in there and just keep biting and biting and biting. We can overwhelm them. We can bring them down. And love and courage and honor is the tool that will do it. And you can't really look to a lot of the so-called patriot movement. It's been totally infiltrated with scum and profiteers and racists and backstabbers and controllers. There's a lot of good people. There's also a lot of really bad people. And just use some discernment. And, you know, support those that tell the truth. Support those that fight the New World Order. And realize that this is a movement of humanity. This is an organic movement of good people standing up against evil. Stop looking for leaders. Leaders can be bought off. They can be killed. They can be controlled. They can be compromised. You know you're good. You know that you're not sold out. You know you're a leader. You know what you think's important. God's talking to you. You take action. That's what I'm here for, is to get you to move. Okay? That's where the power lays. And then when you start taking action, you have discernment. Don't be, you know, suckered. What happens is I wake people up, and then parasite carpetbaggers come down here and feed off the whole thing. And it's just a sad thing to see it, and I have to admit it to myself. And there's a lot of things I've done that have fought the New World Order, and there's other things I've done that have been siphoned off for bad. And I want to thank all those that have gotten my documentaries. They're pretty good. They wake a lot of people up. They're the best tools we found yet. And I hope you'll get Martial Law and Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror and Matrix of Evil and all the other great books and videos I cover. And I hope you'll get them and make copies of them and get them out to people. Infowars.com or sign up for 15 cents a day. If you support us, we'll get even better, you know, more people in there and better equipment, do a better job. They go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, and see all the films and all the material, or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's a big part of the solution. You know, the globalists could blow my head off 2 weeks from now, but these videos will live on. My great frustration is I got about 10 films I want to make, films that are better than anything I've ever made. It's just the time, the energy, the money. So many ideas I want to push forward, so many things I want to put together, so many fights I want to engage in, but I know you'll carry on regardless of whether I'm here 10 years from now or 50 years from now. The human spirit beats on. We stand on the shoulders of all those that sacrificed before us, those that gave it up for their progeny. And I have that same instinctive drive, and I know you can activate that drive in yourself, and we are unstoppable. We're going to smash the New World Order. We're going to take down their systems and their standards. We're going to punish with the jury of their peers, their leaders, and the cycle will start over again. Evil will creep back in slowly, and then we'll become decadent again, and it'll all start over again until the good Lord comes back. But this is the fight all for all the marbles. You can tell that the season is nigh, and we are here. We are at the crossroads. Engage the enemy for humanity, for life, for your families.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.